Cork's Red FM, official media partner to the Rebel Army.
In the first half, I suppose, when you get three goals, you think, like, game should be over at three at home. But we conceded two goals and, you know, we had a few harsh words at half-time, and I think we kind of tightened it up in the second half, and our main priority wasn't to concede. And when they lost a man, I know some of the crowd might have said we should be pushing on, but, you know, when we got the fourth goal, I thought it was over, and then we kept the ball well, which is the main thing, because, you know, we needed to conserve our energy as well for Tuesday night, like, and I think that was in the back of everyone's mind towards the end there, like, just to keep the ball. We ended up 3-goal winners, so you can't really complain on a night's work like that.
Yeah, and how important was that fourth goal? I suppose you would have loved to have got it a bit earlier.
I suppose it was important. They were down to 10 at the time, so people might have thought, you know, we should be still running away with the game. But the four goal killed it, because realistically, they wouldn't get two goals with 10 men. Like, it would have been very difficult. Like, when we were only one ahead, they could have just got a set piece at the end and scored. But the four goal just killed the game. And it's just great to get another 3 points tonight. Like, I don't know how the results are going for us, but we just have to focus on ourselves now. We've only 4 games left. We may as well put in an effort for it.
Yeah, and I was talking to Tommy there just about, like, fitness and stuff, and he said squad doing fine generally. How are you feeling yourself? I know it's been a long season, a lot of games.
I know, I feel much better than I did last year. I suppose there's less games than last year in the league. Realistically, we've 3 less. I know we had a good cup run, but I don't know, I think at the moment we're going on adrenaline, really. Like, you know, we've something to play for. We complain about being tired, like, but when we go onto the pitch, we seem to be in good movement and stuff, like, and when we get a couple of goals ahead, you can take off a few and rest a few, so it's handy for a Tuesday night.
Yeah, and just on Tuesday night, it's probably the biggest game that's left in the season. Must be looking forward to those kind of games as well, are you?
Yeah, well, I suppose it's a must win at the moment. Like, some people, I suppose, Monaghan are winning tonight at the moment. I don't know, that could change, like it did a couple of weeks ago, but it is a must win. I think when we played them earlier down here in Turner's Cross, it was one of the best performances we had in the first half, but we drew 2-all. They're a good organised team, like, and they'll enjoy coming down here, big crowd, and they're doing well again tonight. Like, so we've just got to focus on them now, and hopefully we'll get a win Tuesday night.
Is that the most important thing, just to focus on, try to keep focused on your own game and not worry about what other teams are doing?
Well, for me, like, you know, everyone says it to you, you should just focus on yourselves, but it's hard not to look at other teams around you. Like, I mean, if someone, one of them lost, like, it'd give us a better boost again, but we do focus on ourselves a lot. Like, I mean, I think we're on a good run now in the second series of games. Probably the Wexford draw here is the one that's costing us at the moment a bit, like, but if we pick up 4 more wins at the end of the season, that'd be 8 out of 10 in the last series of games and 2 draws, so we're going well. Like, when we went into the Monaghan or the Waterford and Finn Harps game, we targeted 6 points to pull us into the Monaghan game, so we wouldn't be further behind them than we were. So we have the 6, so we'll be just looking forward to Tuesday.
Red FM. Cork's Red FM.